Okay, today is Daf Tes. We're on Daf Ches Amud Beis. We're about 2/3 of the way down where it says Tana Mevushal Kimetubal. We learned in a Braisa if the wine is cooked with spices. So Ma'al Latte is B'yayin Mevushal. Can you even be Yotze with Yayin Mevushal, which is cooked wine? So Amar Rav Yona, Yotze and B'yayin Mevushal. Yes, you can. Rav Yona L'taymei. Rav Yona is consistent. The Rav Yona. Kad have a shasi arba kasi de pischa. When Riono used to drink dal kos on Pesach, have a chazik veishi at chaga. He would be sick until Sukkos. It's a long time to be sick. So what did he do? So that ends the story. But someone explains that what he did was he by cooking it he diluted it a little and he made it more drinkable for him. He wouldn't be so sick. So what do you see? It's mutter. So there's no question that Yayin Mevushal is kosher, although we show the held no. We paskin that it's 100% kosher. There is a hider to use Yayin not Mevushal. If it's all the same to you, there is a hider. It's not about Mevushal. So he cooked it, somehow cooking it made it less sharp and didn't make him sick. So there's no question you don't say if it's Mevushal. There's no question about that. That's how we eat Paskin today in Bismarck.
By the way, clearly Yayin Mevushal is not the same.
What? It's not the same. The wine wasn't the same, right? The whole thing was...
Matthew's still stuck on
that. We're gonna figure it out this year. Okay. No, not China Teva. The way they made wine was different. They don't have the machinery that we have today. Chamite chada matronisa ape naharin. This woman looked at Rabbi Yonah, and she saw that his face was shining. He was like very, very besimcha, whatever this means. So Amrul, she said, Saba, old man, chadamahani tlas milin isba. One of the following three things is by you. First of all, one, the shasi chamarat, either you just drank wine, which means you look a certain way. Oh, the milia brivis at, or you charge ribis, so you're a rich man, and you're hurting people, and you're all besimcha about it. Oh, the magadal chaziri at, or you raise pig, and therefore you're also a rich guy. So you have, you're walking around all happy. Amalek, no. Tifak Rucha Dahi, it's a. You're saying, Hare lady, the Chadda Me'ilin Tlas Mili Lesbi. Not one of these three applies to me. Not one of them applies. Ella, Ulfene Shchiachli. The Torah is in me. Dachi Xiv Chachmas Adam Torah Panach. The Torah makes me all Basimcha, nothing else. Rabbi Avo, Asil Tveria, Revoke the Tveria, Chamune Talmude, the Rabbi Yochanan, Apu Naharun. He saw the Talmudim of Rabbi Yochanan all shining.
But they saw him.
Yeah. So Amrun, Talmidim, Rabbi Yochanan, Ashkech Rabbi Avo Sima. It looks like Rabbi Avo found some treasure. Asa Lagabe, Amalei, my Uraisa Chada Shmaitza. What new Torah did you hear? Amalei heard Tosefta Tika. I found some old Tosefta that we didn't know about. And Kari Aleha Chachmas Adim Tarapanav. I was all excited. Amrav Chanin, Luga Daraisa. The shear of a lug. That's a Daraisa shear. That's in the Torah. Tamunsa Atika, the Tamunsa shear is old. The Muryasa de Tzipuri, and they use it to measure the fish in Tzipuri.
Fish fat, yeah.
Amr of Yona, v'chachmanalei. I know about that shear. The base Rabbi Yanai have a mekilin badvash. In Rabbi Yanai's house, they used to measure honey with that shear, with that measurement. Tana, we learned chati means the measurement. Shminis tivranis. The one that's called the Shminis of Tveria, Hayashana, that's old. Amr of Yochanan, Hadein Didan, who, yeah, I know about that shear. Velama Kari La Atika, so why is it so old? Because Min Begain Dahavi Biyome, it's around now as well.
That's the
Kashi.
If it's around now, why is it called old?
Correct. If it's around now, why is it called old? It's the Amr Dahavi Zeira Virabza. Because they changed the size, they made it smaller, they made it bigger. It's the Amri Azira below Azira Kamos Dahave. No, they made it smaller, but not as small as it used to be. So either way, they changed around the measurement. So that's why they called it old, even though it's around now. Kamahu Shir Shal Kos. How much is a shear of a kos? Rabbi Yosi B'Shem Rabbi Yosi Ben Pazi Rabbi Yosi Barbibi B'Shem Rabbi Shmuel. Etzba'ayim al etzba'ayim, 2 fingers by 2 fingers, al rum etzba, the height of a finger, umechsa, and a half, v'shalosh etzba, and a third. Okay. Yeah, I don't know.
Like this or like this?
I don't know.
Is that a ravish? Is that a ravish?
No, this is
yes,
no.
Yes. All of these are rubies.
You get the two fingers of scotch. It's just. No.
Rabbanan de Kisri, the Rabbanan of Kisri, right? I think they learned it. Tani Yavesh Kazayas Divir Abnasan. Dried up, it's a share of a Kazayas. The Revius is a liquid, what a solid is in a Kazayas. Rabbanan de Kisri, the Rabbanan of Kisri, Rabbi Yossi Bar Bibi, B'shem Shmuel, Itzke de Rabnasan Kerb Shimon. Kamad Rav Shimon Amar Brevius, just like Rav Shimon said, the Shir is Revius, Kane Amar Rav Nassan Brevius. Razal says Revius. Lekeshe Yikresh, when it hardens, Viebo Kazayas. It'll be a Kazayas. Rav Simon B'Shem Rav Shur Ben Levi, okay, this is a hard Gemara here. Rav Simon B'Shem Rav Shur Ben Levi, Maisa, he told over a story that what? Befradas Rebbe. When Rebbe died, Shemesa, Rebbe died.
The mule died.
V'tiharu es dama mishum nevela. And the mule was bleeding. And they matered the dam as a dam nevela. They said it's mutter. V'sha'al Rebbe Eliezer es Reb Simon.
Not tame.
Not mutter. I'm saying not tame. The mule was bleeding. And it's not tame. So v'sha'al Rebbe Eliezer es Reb Simon. Ad kama. How much blood is going to come out of this mule, and still going to be tar? How much? Follow Ashkik Bey. Didn't answer him. Didn't pay him any attention. So Vishal Rav Shur Ben Levi. So he went to Rav Shur Ben Levi. But Amalei, he told him Ad Revius tar up to Revius is tar. Yoser Me Revius tame. More than a Revius already is tame. So what happened was Ubaash LeRebbe Eliezer. Eliezer was angry. Al Delo Chazar Le Reb Simon Shmuze. Why did Reb Simon answer me? I asked him a question, he ignored me. I had to go to Shmuel Levi answered me. So why didn't Reb Simon answer me? He was upset. That's the end of the story.
Now
Reb Bibi, now we're going to have the same story.
I'm not in the story either.
Now we're going to have the same story with different people. Reb Bibi, Hava Yatsiv Matznis and Hadain Uvda. Now Reb Bibi said, over, it happened like this. This is what happened. Amalei Rabbi Yitzchak, Bar Bitzna, Kahana, Ad Revius Tar, up to Revius is Tar, Yotzer Mikan, Tameh. More than that is Tameh. Ubad Bey, he kicked him. Amalei Rav Zrika, begin the Shalach Ad Bar Bey. Well, because he asked you a question in Halacha, he kicked him? What'd you do that for? So, Amalei, begin the Lo Havis Yadati B. I wasn't really, not sure what that means. I wasn't really clear. I didn't have my full Das. And therefore, Be'itna Bey, I kicked him. What does that mean?
He was preoccupied with something else.
So therefore I kicked him?
No, you see, he spurned him.
What?
He spurned him, it says here.
He spurned him. The Amar, what does that mean? What kind of story is this? The Amar of Chanan, it says in the Pasuk, this Pasuk is in Devarim, V'hayu chayecha tulu'em lach, mineged zeh shalakeach chidim... Oh, I'm sorry. Tulu'em mineged, zeh shalakeach chidim moshana. That's someone who takes chidim for the year. In other words, what the point is, you have a lot of produce, it's a very wealthy and it's a very, very well, a big crop, so you can like get a year in advance. The next one says, Upacharata Laila, the Yomam, you're going to be scared night and this in the Tokacha. Zeh Lokeach Menasidki, that's someone who can take from the basket. In other words, not that much there. Velo Tamin Bechayecha, you're not even going to have trust in your own life. Zeh Lokeach Menapalter, you take from the bakery, only for that meal. It's so scarce. Vana Samichna Apalter. I am like going, relying on the paltar. Like he's trying to say, I think, that he's like very poor in Torah. So it was like incremental learning. And he didn't have and therefore he kicked him, and therefore he spurned him, and therefore he didn't know too much. What that kind of story is this? Umahu kedun. So what taka is the din? With a mule? What's the story with that? So hey, it would be Shur ben Pesora. Rishur ben Pesora gave Eidus, al dam nevela, on dam nevela, shu tahar, it's tahar. Mahu tahar, what does it mean it's tahar? Tahar, mila hachshir, it's tahar from making other things tame. If you touch the dam of a mule, you're not going to become tame. Avolatamos metam, but of course it's tame itself. Of course it's tame itself. Tamon taninon, but 1 second. We learned elsewhere, dam sheretz, the dam of a sheretz, kibisaro, has the same status as the flesh of a sheretz, is metame, it makes its tame, but ve'ein o machshir, but it can't make other things tame. Ve'ein lono kiyotzma, there's something else like it. The only.
You're saying that this dam chum.
And you're saying this dam chum also like that. It's not true. So he answered, no. Shear tumaso. The shear is nothing like that. What's the shear? Shear tumaso. The shear of the dam v'sharetz is shadamo metame kibisaro. Has the same shear as the flesh. Nothing else is like that. That's what I meant to say. Okay. Next new thing. Rabbi Yossi. Pligiba Shrein Amarayan. Two Amarayim argue. Chad Amar Tameh v'chad Amar Tar. The machlokas are this dam here of the mule. Mand Amar Tameh Kirb Yehuda. Mand Amar Tar Kirb Yeshua ben Pesora. Okay. Amale Rav Avduma Demin Nachuta V'yos. It's true. Rav Yehuda Muriana. Rav Yehuda Paskind the Bay Nesiyahave. He was the Nasi. And he passed. What does that mean? He passed him.
He was the house.
He was the house. He was the place. What is that?
He was there posing. That was his job.
I know. But how does that? Yo'us means it's true. So he wants to paskin that it's true. That it's tame. Okay. Next was Shem Ya'ani V'yom. What's going to happen? A guy's going to walk into the Lishka with pockets. And he's going to come out. And then he's going to get hit on hard times. And I see, because he stole money. From the Lishka, that's what happened to him. Yeah? Or he'll become rich. You see, he stole money, he became rich. No matter what, you can't win. So Tani Rabbi Shmuel, a kavutz, what's kavutz?
A big chum.
Yeah, all right, a guy with a lot of hair. Lo Yitrom. He can't be the guy to go in. Why? Nechshad, because they're afraid that he's going to hide the money in his hair. Tani, ha-gizbarin ha-yim mefasfasin bekilkin. The gizbarim would shake their clothing when they left to show that they had no clanking, no money in their garments. Tony, not only that, midavrin hayu imo b'shashu nichnas b'shashu yetzei. They would talk to him the whole time he was in there to distract him, and he shouldn't be able to concentrate on what he's doing and somehow hide money, steal money. They would talk to him, about whatever they would talk to him about, just to keep him occupied. So the Gemara asked v'yimali because they were afraid he's going to put it in his mouth.
Right.
Put it in his mouth. So v'yimale pume maya. So why don't they make him drink water?
They did that, say he doesn't put it in his mouth.
Huh? They spoke to him, so he couldn't put it in his mouth. So make him drink water. So the Gemara answers, Amar of Tanchuma v'bnei bracha. Not it's a bracha. What does bracha mean? It says, the carbon eda, it's the second to last carbon eda before the Mishnah. He says, Shechayim hator, I wouldn't have said it in a million years. Shechayim hatorim levarech ala truma. The one who's doing this has to make a bracha. He's doing a mitzvah. Kederech shemavarchen al hafrashas trumas ha-goren. Just like you make a bracha on the goren. When you give truma, you make a bracha. So you're making a bracha on... I thought you're making a bracha shahat on the water. No! You're making a bracha on the goren. Therefore what?
You can't have water in your mouth to make a bracha.
So you can't have water in your mouth to make a bracha. Aye! It's a good way to see if there's anything in your mouth. The fact that you have to make a bracha overrides that. So therefore we'll talk to him and drive him crazy.
What can he ask him at the end?
I don't know.
Can you speak at the end and he has nothing in his mouth?
I know, you'd think that some gangster's doing this.
Doesn't
the Gizbar go into Lishka? No. So one of the Gizbarim.
Because people
You're worried about the Gizbarim?
People like to suspect other people. People always...
My question is, why can't you have more than one person go in?
Yeah, why
can't three people go in?
And they're going
to
be cahoots.
Right, I know. Okay.
You're going to double.
Rishul Bar Nachman b'shem Rabbi Yonason b'taru unabi.
Because
they didn't have video cameras in those days. That's why they didn't do that.
You was going to have
details.
B'tora ubedavim uksuvim. In Torah, Navi, and Ksuvim, Matana, we find she'adam tzarich latzay tzidei abriyos k'derech shu tzarich latzay tzidei amakom. That a person has to go out of his way to dispel any dishonesty. In other words, a person has to go out of his way to demonstrate to people that he's an honest person, just like he does that to Hashem. But the difference is, Hashem knows if you're honest or not. You don't need to display anything to Hashem. You can't fool him. People you can fool. So you have to go out of your way not to fool him, not to fool people. Just like you can't fool God. What?
Doesn't a Jew have a cheskos kashrus?
Yes, that's exactly the point.
But everybody likes to suspect other people.
That's exactly the point. You have a cheskos kashrus, 100%, and it could be you do it.
You have to work on somebody.
Because it's human nature.
Somebody shouldn't suspect me.
Correct. Even though you do nothing wrong.
This is
a savior. But Torah.
We don't get lashon hara to suspect people that are really
hard. What?
That's lashon hara. You look at the Tzadchiyah of all the Torah.
The Ksiv it says, V'yitzem Nikiyim, you should be Naki me'Hashem umi Yisrael. The Pharisee Apostle. You should be clean. Don't be dishonest. Even be clean, even if you're honest. But it looks, even if it looks bad, don't do that. Nineveh, Menayan, the Ksiv, Elakim, Hashem, V'Yisrael Hu Yada. Both, Hashem and Yisrael. Uksuv Minayan, the Ksiv, it says, Umatzachain, V'Sechel Tov, Be'ene Elakim, V'Adam. Both of them are mentioned. Right, this is a throwback to yesterday. We spoke about this yesterday. That's why the Gemara ends like this. Gamliel Zuga. How do they translate the word Zuga in the art scroll?
Zuga.
You know what a Zuga means?
What is a Zuga?
He's a pair. You're close.
Twin?
No, he's a Shadchan.
He's a Shadchan.
Huh? Gamliel Zuga. Gamliel the Shadchan. That's what it says here. I even made that up. It says Gamliel the Shadchan. Right? He was a shadchan hoya. Hoya osik lezaved anashim. You make shaduchim. He was a shadchan. Gamliel Zuga the shadchan. Shaul Rabbi Yossi. Maybe he needed this more than anybody. Shaul Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Bone. Ezu hamuchuvah shabakulam. Which pasuk? Got a funny question. Which pasuk is the best of all three? When they come and tell you all the lies about the people, the perspective. What should I tell them back? So amalei tell them. Yisun mekiyim. Hashem only Yisrael. You should be an honest person. Don't lie like this. Right? Okay. Next Mishnah.
Yeah, but you're not allowed to ruin a shidduch.
What?
You're not allowed to ruin a shidduch.
You're not allowed to lie. What do you mean not allowed to ruin a shidduch? So you're allowed to embellish. I know. You're allowed to embellish and you make it the best possible 100%.
But it's still
in service
of the favor.
This is a
how many married men have told you?
Oh, they would have told me.
Okay, next Mishnah. Shall base Rabbi Gamliel, the house of Rabbi Gamliel, Hayanichnas, they would make sure whenever the gizmah would go into the room to take out the shkalim, that's when they would give the machzor shekel. They'd be right there at the base of Mikdash, ready to give their money. Why? Because they wanted to make sure that their money was used. And it wasn't some leftover schleppy money.
Yeah, but you just talked about how you use
it. Doesn't matter. I know, it doesn't matter. But Rabbi Gamliel, Hayonichnas, Vishiklo, Benetz, Ba'osav, they had the skull in there in their fingers, Vizarkal of Nea Torim. And they would throw it to the Torim to make sure it got into the pot. Vatorim is Chavin, Vidachvol, Tocha Kupa. And the Torim would make sure that it went into the Kupa. Now, that's one thing. Now, next. Ain't a Torim, Torim, Achi.
They have clouds, so they can do
the yeah. Yeah. Ein hator, it's good to be the king. Ein hatorim torim, achu omulahem etrom. They wouldn't. This is a funny halacha. Also, they wouldn't go in until they were told to go in.
Exactly the same as cutting for the
omer. Right. They had to announce it. Theim omrim lo, and they would say torim, 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 shalosh three times. Why? For emphasis. Torim etz rishona. They would go in for the first time. V'chipa bekat bilios. And they would tie the bag, the remaining whatever box or bag or whatever was in there with some kind of rope.
Leather covers.
Hashniya, the second time. Vechipa, bekat below, same thing. Shlisha, the third time. Lohaya mechapet, they wouldn't cover it. Balama haya mechapet, why would they cover it? Shama yishach, vitro min adav ratorim. Because maybe they would take too much.
Same place twice, you make sure you don't go back to this.
Right. Torimit are Rishona. The first time they would be Torimit is...
Wait, didn't they write Alephase Gimel on it?
Yeah, we learned that yesterday.
Yeah.
I don't know. Tarmit HaRishona. There would be Tarim the first one. The first time they did it is L'Shem Eretz Yisrael. Now this is just a remez. It's not Dafka for the Shem. Why? Because they were the closest people. So Mistama, their money is the first ones.
This is the first in.
Right, it's the first in, so it's the first out. So they would say L'Shem Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara is going to say, they just said that as a covet. It was not B'dafka. A guy came from far away, happened to be there, and he gave his money early. Wasn't it to... Shnia l'shem karachem amukafin la. The second one was for the cities nearby, who mistama. If you lived in Jordan or if you lived in Syria, that's closer than Australia, right? Vashlishis. And the third one l'shem Bavel for Bavel l'shem Madai l'shem Medinos harichokos. And for the ones that were further away. Yeah. So now the Gemara says shalbei serving Gamliel v'ilu hayashnei krayim. Ilu hayishnei kriim. If there were two piles of tevel, let's say you have two piles of tevel. V'torah me'echad mehen al chaveiro. So you have two piles of tevel. There's a kohen by the door. So you give him truma for one pile, and you say to yourself, this truma is pottering both piles. So Shema lo potach averos, doesn't that work? Doesn't that work?
Yes, it works.
Of course it works. So why was Rabbi Gamliel so machbid? I have to make sure I'm here to make sure that I get into... It's all the same. In other words, whenever they took shkalim, it was on behalf of everybody else's shkalim. So what's the difference? So why was he so machbid? So, the answer is he was machbid. Hanach ruachi, leave him alone. Hanach ruachi lehem. Hanachas ruachi lehem. It was a nachas ruach for him. Shal yehi karban miskar v'elam mishalahen tchila. He wanted to be the first one. Right? Okay.
He also didn't put mine in the parking lot.
Tani, Shamat es hakat belios. They would remove those leather things. Naseh kulan shirayim. And the rest of it became shirayim. In other words, once they withdrew, whatever the rest of it was shirayim. I think later today or tomorrow.
Well, if the covers were accidentally removed,
then it becomes shirayim.
And the rest of the coin becomes.
What do you do with shirayim? The Gemara will say yesterday. Now, Tani, we learned before. Shlish is he. Haisa ashira shebekulan. The third one was the biggest of all. Shekayuba atzrios shel zahav vidarkonos shel zahav. Because they had all the, what is that?
You got to have shekel of your country, and those countries had big...
Yeah, they had a lot of money. The third one was from the ones from the furthest away. That was the ones with the most, the biggest currency. So the most money was in the third one.
You bring a half shekel of what currency do you
use? Right, you bring a half a shekel. You bring a half a dollar, it's worth more than a half a shekel. Right?
Or half a lira.
Half of whatever it is. So the last one that came, but the last one that came from the furthest reaches of the earth was the richest.
So it wasn't the same amount, the monetary amount.
No.
No, you can have a shekel of your country.
That's a good point. That could be why it's the longest spread.
So how come we don't give half a shekel here?
What? Because we don't live in Israel. We don't live in Israel.
Well, if they're bringing from Australia and they're bringing half a shekel of their shekel, whatever it is. Whatever their monetary standard is.
So if they were there, they'd probably exchange it. But if they live in Wyoming, they don't have shekels in Wyoming. They have dollars.
So
they would give a half a dollar. Let the Beis HaMikdash exchange it.
So why do
you exchange it?
Is our minhag to do the value of the shekels
opposed to the half a dollar? No, we don't. We do the,
what do you mean? Gold.
We do a half a dollar. Not gold, silver. Silver.
Silver.
Right, we do.
How did
they know? It's a zecher anyway.
It's based on silver.
It's a zecher anyway, right.
Yeah, but how do they know that the half of a dollar, let's say, is equivalent to...
It didn't matter. Even if it's not, it didn't matter. It didn't matter. But it happens to be that it was worth more most of the places. So the third one had the most money. Now, Tani, Tarmis Arishona, L'shem Eretz Yisrael, they did it for the first one, for Eretz Yisrael, and L'shem Kol Yisrael. It was just a zecher to mention Eretz Yisrael. It was really for everybody. Shnia, L'shem Krachim Amokafim, U'l'shem Kol Yisrael. Shlisha, the third one, L'shem Bavel, L'madai, L'shem Medizim, L'chokos, U'l'shem Kol Yisrael. It was for everybody. Tani, Natal Min Arishona, you took from the first one. Now, Afal Pishiyesh B'Rishona, Natal Min Ashnia. Even though the first one wasn't used up yet, they would still take the second time. They took from the third, second one. Even though the second one wasn't full, they still took from the third. Shloma shlishes. Let's say that the third one's done, and they still need more. And it was a busy year. Or people didn't give, they didn't have enough. So chazar l'shnia, they went back to the second one. Shloma shnia, chazar l'rishona. Shloma shloshon, they ran out of money. Chazar v'shokel, they would have a new campaign, in the middle of the year, brand new campaign. Remeir Omer, Chazal Shirayim. They go back to the Shirayim. Shai Remeir Omer, Molim Bishirayim, Shema Yistrichu Lehen Basov. You can't be over Me'ila with Shirayim, because you might need it at the end. So therefore, okay. Now, V'chein Hay Rav Pinchas Ben Yar Omer. And so Rav Pinchas Ben Yar also said. What do you mean so he said? He's going to say Gadata now. What do you mean so he said? So the answer is, the only thing I can think of is, we said before, they should be Naki, right? Before you should be Naki. And by the way, Rav Pinchas Ben Yair said the same thing. What did he say? That this is very famous. Everybody knows this. Zahiras mevil de Nikias. Zahiras brings to Nikias. This is what Maseilas Yesharim is based on. I'm sorry. Zrizas mevil de Nikias. What's Zrizas? Says the Karban Ha'eda. Zrizas means Hazaris b'mitzvos. Yazaris in mitzvos. Lasoson to do them kahogon properly. Right? Umarch, not that you do mitzvahs when you're half asleep. Your czar is to do them properly. You can spell like each one of these. Each one of these carbon edas could be like an hour schmooze in itself. Your czar is to do the mitzvahs properly. V'amarchik me'atzmo, and you distance yourself, kol davar, anything, shiyacho lavo al yedei laveira, anything that could lead to an aveira, mevi es ha'adam, shehu naki ba'asiyozav, u'me'averos shebiyado. That'll bring you to someone who's naki in all his actions, and he's naki from aveiros. You hear that? Which, it's such a simple thing. If you are zaraz, if you are careful to do mitzvot and not to do aveiros, look at this. Lo and behold, you will be clean from aveiros. Such a staggering, it's such a pasha thing. Next, nikios mevil de tahira. Nikios will bring you to tahira. What does tahira mean? Says the carbon eda. Sha'af avodos harishonim. Even your sins that you committed, yislavnu, will become whitened, v'yitar nishmaso, and your neshama will become tahar. Next, tahara mevila de kedusha. Tahara will bring you to kedusha. What's kedusha? Kedusha is kedushas haliv v'hamachshava. Right? Anybody can walk the walk. Anybody can do that. Right? The question is, what's going on in your heart? It's a new thing. It's a new madrega. Right? Next, Kedusha reveal the Anava. Kedusha will bring you to Anava. What's Anava? That's humility. Oh, we can read it with cover data. Shekal mi sheyesh bo ruach Kedusha. Anybody that has this Kedusha, which means a pure heart, the pure machshavos. Chafet lios yosher kadosh. You want more of it. Ki yafles magle tzedek. Shalshar b'nei Adam, I don't know what that means. V'she'ein darkav muvurarin kol atzarech v'zeu ikar anava shemakir pechisos erko. Right, you realize how low you are, how much more you have to climb. Anava v'vil de yiras chet. Anava brings you to yiras chet. What's yiras chet? Yiras chet means, says the carbon eda, like this. Sha'al yomer, a person shouldn't say, any elich b'shuk shalzonos. Now I'm going to go on that website. I'm going to go on that street over there. Full echta, but I'm not going to sin. I'm not going to sin. Kimo she'amar Shlomo Hamelech Olav Hashalom she'kivon shehu anav v'yomar shu shafel anashim yia yirechet. It's a different madrega yirechet, right? I'm not going to go to. I'm not going to push the envelope. I'm not going to do that, right? Because I'm afraid that I'm going to sin, right? It's a whole other madrega. Yirechet revealed a chasidus. Yirechet brings you to chasidus. What's chasidus? Says the carbon eda. Chasidus is haynu she'yaseh dvarim she'hem lefnim mishuras hadin. Right? Kidei shelo yavo lidei shum chet. It's a fnim asheres din, not to come to any chet. The truth is that I'm learning now Mesechta Yesharim from Rav Aviner, and he says in the introduction that he says if I were writing the Mesechta Yesharim, I would have put chasidus in Perek Aleph. I would have put it in Perek Aleph. Because he didn't, so I'm not going to do it till it's Perek Yud, like Yud Tes and Chafel, it's toward the end. So I would have made that Perek Aleph. It's such a fundamental thing about being the machmir when you should be and when you shouldn't be. So I would have made that parak aleph. Very interesting. There's not, arguably, that's the most important parak. Arguably. Like the 19th parak where he talks about chasidus. Chasidus mivil de ruach ha-kodesh. Chasidus brings you to ruach ha-kodesh. What's ruach ha-kodesh? Says the Karmel Eda. Shekevet shu ose lefnim mishuras hadin. Once you do that, you do above and beyond the call of duty. Osin imo min ha-shamayim. Dvarim shem chutz me'ateva. Hashem does with you outside of teva. Umodiyin lo razeh haTorah. And he tells you the secrets of the Torah. Okay? Next. Ruach HaKodesh. The Mesechta Yesharim gives a great mashal for that. He says, let's say you're walking down the street and you're walking with your father and you walk by a candy store. And you know your father loves candy in the candy store. And your father doesn't say anything to you. He doesn't say, "Oh, wouldn't it be great if you could please buy me some candy? I have such a sweet tooth. I love." He doesn't say a word to you, but you walk. You know that he wants the candy. You know he wants it. You know. So what do? You go and buy him some candy. He didn't ask. It's not required of you, and you went ahead and did it. That's the Mesechta Yesharim. That's the lefnim asheres hadin. Hashem doesn't ask it of you, but you know it's what he wants. Such a great muscle. You know it's what he wants. You know he wants. He doesn't ask it. It's not required. It's above and beyond the call of duty, but you know he wants it. That's what the Mishra said. That will lead to Ruach HaKodesh. And then Ruach HaKodesh mevil de Tchias HaMesim. And Tchias HaMesim mevil de Eliyahu Zachar LaTov. That brings to the final Geula. Okay? Now we're just going to read every one of these levels is a Pasuk somewhere. So I'm just going to quote all the psukim. The reason you may day reveal the nikias, dichsiv. It says vekila mechaper. Right? When you're zaruz, he says that vekila is a lashon of zaruz. Nikias mevil de tahira. Nikias brings tahira. Dichsiv. It says vechiper aleha hakohen v'tihara. After that, you become tar. Tahira mevil de kedusha. Dichsiv v'tiharu kod v'kacho. Kedusha mevil de anava. Dichsiv. Kiko Amar Ram Venitha Shochet Ad Kadosh Shemo Ram Vikadosh Eshkon Vyazaka Vashafa Ruach. Good. Anava Mevil the Yeris Chet. Anava brings the Yeris Chet. The Chsiv, because it says, Ekev Anava Yeris Hashem. Yeris Chet Mevil the Chasidus. The Chsiv, Vachesed Hashem Yolam V'olam V'ad Olam Al Yireyav. Chasidus Mevil the Ruach HaKodesh. The Chsiv, it says, Oz Dibarta V'chazom V'chasidecha. Ruach HaKodesh, Mevil de Tchias HaMetzim. Tchsiv, it says, V'nasati Ruchi Bochem V'chaisem. Tchias HaMetzim, Mevil de Eliyahu Zachal Tov. Tchsiv, Hine Anokhi Shlech Lechem Eslayo HaNavi, Lefnei Bo Yom HaShem HaGadol V'hanora. Right, where's that Pasuk? Where's that Pasuk? That Pasuk is in Malachi. I believe it's either the last Pasuk or the second to last Pasuk. In Malachi, it's the final words of Navi. Right? The Heshuv Levavos Alvanav, right? Those are the last psukim of Navi. It's the last psukim of Navi, basically, except for Divrei Hayamim. The last nevuah, basically, that says, "Don't worry, Eliyahu will come." Right? That's how Navi ends. Eliyahu will happen. Tana b'shem Reb Meir, call me shekavua. Listen to this. Call me shekavua be'eretz Yisrael. Anyone that lives in Eretz Yisrael, umedaber b'lashon hakodesh and speaks in lashon hakodesh, right? Speak in Hebrew. V'ochel peirosa. What? Ladino. What?
If you live in Brooklyn,
it's Mamalush. The Ochel Peirosa B'Tahira, and you eat Peiros in Tahira, the Kore Kriyashma Baboker, Uba Erev, and you say Kriyashma in morning and night, Yehe Mavusar Shekain Olam Habahu. You are prepared and ready to be a better Olam Habahu. Okay, Hajjalach Parak Shlosha Prakim, Hajjalach Parak Shlosha Prakim, Hajjalach Parak Shlosha Prakim. Okay, we'll resume here tomorrow. Everyone have a very good day.